Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 6th of February, and hazy sunshine here in Auroville on 90 degrees Celsius this morning. Today we can expect sunny and nice and clear over the night with temperatures from low of 18 to high of 30 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 7 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 73%. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 7th of February at 4 p.m., we are invited to Unity Pavilion to a bilingual session on the city we forgot, or Create Auroville Together, number one, by Anu, Shankar, Menakshi, Partha, and that session will be in English and Tamil. And as the saying, Auroville is a dream for all humanity. It does not look like other cities, has different priorities. It was designed to change us and change life. How did the city happen and why does it wait to be realized? But tonight at 5:30 p.m. we are invited to a reading night by Aurovillian writers in English at Citadine next to the art gallery. The event is organized by French Pavilion for Auro Lyra Festival. Tomorrow, Tuesday 7th at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can listen to Auroville concert of Western classical music by Ladislav Pushkar on violin. And they are saying no latecomers admitted because the program is consisted of really interesting and hard pieces. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Bhavishyata Shri Aurobindo Center Studies India and the World Bar at Nivas, Auroville, we can listen to Creative Intelligence in an introduction to collaborative problem solving. And they're saying that they have some dedicated friends who are spending a 2-month sabbatical, January and February, here in Auroville. And they are sharing with us the work that they have been engaged with for some time and bring it with them here. So in this lab, you will decide which challenges are worth addressing in Auroville and beyond. Facilitators would be Associate Professor Ben Lehant from University of Technology, Sydney, Dr. Jan Gombevski from University of Technology in Sydney as well. On Wednesday, 8th of February at 5 p.m. at Cinebra Paradiso, Arco Santi, an old connection, a new collaboration through the art of architectural instrument. We can come and explore a learned alternative to urban sprawl based on Paolo Soleri's theory of compact city design, architecture and ecology. And Paolo Soleri said, "This city is a necessary instrument for evolution of humankind." Presentation would be by David and Nadia, long-term Arco Santi residents and friends of Auroville. At Visitor Center and at Unity Pavilion, exhibition cum auction Art for Land is going on the full month of February, and all the proceeds going toward the purchasing of our land. On Friday, 10th of February, we are invited to Full Moon Night Meditation with Tibetan Singing Bowls with Jinpa Gyato at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone. They will start at 7:45 and we are already invited. And here's an interesting invitation by Jocelyn from Certitude on Sunday, 12th of February at Portus Distribution Gardens, starting at 10 a.m. to get ready for the big Auroville giveaway. And she said on the occasion of her 80th birthday, she would like to celebrate it by inviting everybody to join her in the big giveaway. On February 11th and 12th, which is Saturday and Sunday, at Sadhana Forest, a dialogue on humanity will be going on. The objective of this gathering at Sadhana Forest is to explore ways to create change across various topics concerning our planet and its survival. This includes community, energy, food, forestry, water, construction, transportation, economy, health, education, farming and happiness. The dialogue on humanity is comprised of agoras, open public discussion sessions facilitated by people from the relevant field. The shuttle bus will leave daily at 9:30 a.m. from Solar Kitchen with return trips after dinner and other after performances. If you haven't seen My Burning Heart yet, performed by Francesca, you can still do that on Saturday 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Sangamon Hall at Savitri Bhavan. Otherwise, the Suedam Hibiscus Art Festival is coming up, which would be a one-day event on Sundays, 19th of February. So they invite all performers, painters, sculptors, magicians, jugglers, musicians, fire dancers, dancers, volunteers, and more to make this festival a dynamic and marvelous event. The program on 19 will be in the morning and the afternoon with art and craft market and tombola. And there is a meeting for those who wish to participate on February 8th, which is Wednesday at 4 p.m. at Well Cafe. And here's a plea from Lila Loca, who needs a manpower in the garden. And on Wednesday, 8th of February, from 9 to 12 a.m. And they're saying they need strong men and women for a morning of physical work in the garden, moving logs, stones, small and big, digging a little pond. Snacks and lemon juice will be provided. Oroville Basketball League will happen during Oroville Birthday Week from 21st to 28th of February at Certitude. Last date for sign up is February 8th, so hurry. In Bharat Nivas Auditorium, 9th of Oroville Panorama of Contemporary Indian Cinema is coming up, and there would be 4 shows in a day at 3, at 5, 5:30 and 8 p.m. on 10th, 11th and 12th of February. An Auroville Annual Film Festival showcasing the most recent films from the different states of India. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Yoga of the Earth, a film about Book 1, The Book of Beginnings of Sri Aurobindo Savitri. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today they are starting with comedy series, and tonight at 8 p.m. we will see City Lights, made in USA 1931 and directed by Charlie Chaplin. Tomorrow, The Private Life of Sherlock Holmes, made in USA 1970, directed by Billy Wilder. And on Wednesday, The Graduates, made in 1967. Of the Mother, Volume 12, we read. Do not aim at success. Our aim is perfection. Remember, you are in the threshold of a new world, participating in its birth and instrumental in its creation. There is nothing more important than the transformation. There is no interest more worthwhile. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oroveilleradio.org. And of course, let me remind you can listen to us live streaming on Radio Garden.